July 26th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The account with purity. Out of the heart proceed. Matthew 15:18-20. We begin by trusting our ignorance and calling it innocence, by trusting our innocence and calling it purity. And when we hear these rugged statements of our Lord's, we shrink and say, but I never felt any of those awful things in my heart. We resent what Jesus Christ reveals. Either Jesus Christ is the supreme authority on the human heart, or he is not worth paying any attention to. Am I prepared to trust his penetration, or do I prefer to trust my innocent ignorance? If I make conscious innocence the test, I am likely to come to a place where I find with a shuddering awakening that what Jesus Christ said is true, and I shall be appalled at the possibility of evil and wrong in me. As long as I remain under the refuge of innocence, I am living in a fool's paradise. If I have never been a blackguard, the reason is a mixture of cowardice and the protection of a civilized life. But when I am undressed before God, I find that Jesus Christ is right in his diagnosis. The only thing that safeguards is the redemption of Jesus Christ. If I will hand myself over to him, I need never experience the terrible possibilities that are in my heart. Purity is too deep down for me to get to naturally. But when the Holy Spirit comes in, he brings into the center of my personal life the very Spirit that was manifested in the life of Jesus Christ, viz., the Holy Spirit, which is unsullied purity. That's the end of Oswald's message. It is amazing to me that the human tendency is to assume that innocence is a virtue. It is rather a state of ignorance. And in this state of ignorance, one is vulnerable to all sorts of moral failing. Even purity is associated wrongly with having not been exposed to baser things, while it should be associated with having been exposed, but with a right response to the exposure. God's holiness is also viewed in the light of purity. Yet we miss by great distances that to God, both holiness and purity are having all things in right relation to one another. If we are concerned about the well-being of others, we will not be harming them or casting aspersions upon their character. If we maintain right relationships first and foremost, we will have the greatest chance of sinless behavior. Sin is, and always has been, an attitude of self-centeredness and self-rightness and self-sufficiency. While we concentrate on activities as a measure of one's rightness or holiness, we may be sinning greatly as we destroy or badly damage those whom we criticize. Jesus states clearly that our own personal propensity is to spew out of us all sorts of evil things. This spewing is like a burning acid as it splashes on all around us and upon ourselves as well. Only when one is willing to be exposed to the full truth about themselves can they reach the point of submission to the only cure. This cure is found in Jesus Christ through his redemption, and his gift to us of his Holy Spirit is the only means by which our lives will cease to be destructive to ourselves and others. Only the Holy Spirit can live a perfect life. So if I desire to live a holy life, I must let the Holy Spirit live my life for me, just as Jesus did while he lived on the earth.